Sports, Saturdays at 3 p.m. right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Turning up your voice. FM Talk 106.5, WAVH-FM.
News this hour at Town Hall. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The NATO summit gets underway tomorrow in Turkey. There's a lot going on behind the scenes, not the least of which is the diplomacy of NATO's chief trying to keep President Trump committed to the alliance.
Since Mark Rutte took over as NATO Secretary General nearly 2 years ago, he has spent much of his time trying to keep the U.S. committed to the world's biggest military alliance. Trump has long accused NATO allies for spending too little on defense. They have taken substantial steps to address those concerns, only to face fresh criticism after declining to join the war against Iran. This year's summit is being hosted by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. His close relationship with Trump may help keep the American president at the table, but it's unlikely to mend the rifts. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
A police officer has been killed in Ohio after responding to a 911 call about gunshots at a home. Wayne County Sheriff Tom Ballinger telling WEWS News last night.
We have lost an officer, and two other ones have been injured, and then also a canine, a dog from our from the Wayne County Sheriff's Office was also injured. Suspect is deceased along with two other victims.
The shootings took place last night in Rittman. That's about 40 miles south of Cleveland. President Trump did the honors on Wall Street this morning, personally ringing the opening bell to mark the inauguration of those new Trump accounts over the weekend on the 4th of July. What they amount to is the government shelling out $1,000 into these investment accounts for all children born during President Trump's second term. They can first access the money for certain things like education or buying their first home when they turn 18. A mixed bag on Wall Street right now. The Dow is off about 50 points. The NASDAQ up 353. More from townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Here's Rich Thomason now with the midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street got back to work this morning following the long holiday weekend, and President Trump rang the opening bell, doing so remotely from the White House. It was a promotion for the new Trump accounts, encouraging investment on behalf of newborns. Treasury Secretary Bessent notes that some 38% of Americans do not own stocks. Uncertainty over the future of global oil supplies remains as talks with Iran over the Strait of Hormuz are suspended during the days-long funeral of Iran's Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. AAA's national average for regular gasoline, $3.79 a gallon, that is down a penny from yesterday. UK-based TV, internet, and mobile phone provider Sky, which is owned by Comcast, has agreed to buy ITV's media and entertainment arm for up to $2.1 billion. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Beijing has conducted a missile test, raising regional concerns. Here's correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
China's Navy has test-launched a long-range ballistic missile from one of its nuclear-powered submarines in the South Pacific in a rare move that's drawn protest and concerns from countries in the region. The missile carried a dummy warhead, according to the official Xinhua news agency. China last conducted a missile test in the Pacific 2 years ago, then firing an intercontinental ballistic missile, also with a dummy warhead. I'm Charles Tillesma.
Following his debut on Wall Street last month, Elon Musk's rocket company, SpaceX, is worth a total of $2.1 trillion, making it worth roughly the same as Walmart, ExxonMobil, Bank of America, and IBM combined. And by virtue of having that big a value, SpaceX will soon be joining some high-profile stock indexes, including the NASDAQ 100 tomorrow. More on these stories at townhall.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with a few showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few afternoon showers and thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
The Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, a couple of old Marines giving a little weekday R&R refuge to stimulate your senses.
People are aroused. I haven't seen people so aroused in a very, very long time.
The Scuttlebutt Network radio program, every Wednesday night from 8 till 9 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5. Your voice of the veterans for the veterans. Tune in, sound off, and sound off like you got a pair. Hoorah! Bucks Pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
No. Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for being with us on this Monday morning, 251-343-0106. If you want to be in touch with the show, all you do is text me and let me know what is on your mind. So coming on the program, Parker Griffith, that's about a half hour from now. He's our official Democrat response. So please stay tuned for that. Recapping the news, we are we would call it a hangover of America 250 celebrations. Seems like there's still some things underway here. The Chiron on MS Now, this is just a running joke on this program. Secretary Burgum defends free speech for white nationalists. What's he supposed to do? Yeah, I mean, these guys are kooks, but they're kooks who have the same rights as you and I. I guess we have to condemn it and say that the government should have stepped in and arrested these guys for being lunatics. Whatever. That's the narrative here. And it's rolling. FIFA reverses U.S. suspension after call from Trump. And, you know, I can't, what do you think, like, The View? I think they're in hiatus. I wonder what they would say about this. Isn't it like Mark Kelly, the senator from Arizona, the senior senator, wearing a Mexico jersey in the England-Mexico match? Like, why would you do that? If you're an elected official, you're a United States senator. Who are you pandering to there? The Democratic Party, man, they just set themselves up for this all the time. It's price of oil. Let's see. I always like to check that. $68 a barrel still. That's probably right in the range it needs to be. I believe we'll see those prices on gasoline ease a little bit. Like I said, this news will pick up here. We are at the end of this week, we'll be a month away from another election. Now, it doesn't seem like it's going to be quite as competitive as this election cycle, but within 30 days here, Saturday, of a Republican primary in AL 1, 2, 6, and 7. So there's a couple of Republican candidates running for that nomination in the 7th to run against Terry Sewell. The 2nd's kind of interesting. Rhett Marcus, the state lawmaker from Enterprise, appears to be the favorite there. The general election. We'll see if there's any energy left in the Democratic Party here. Doug Jones is still doing his Doug Jones thing. the national media, the story about Tommy Tuberville and his veterans pledge has made its rounds on the national media. I'm sure they'll rectify that at some point. Oh, I guess we're still playing Birther. Or what would we call it, Birther? Or Tommy Tuberville residence here. Our Florida man, her. We need to come up with a good nickname here for that. 251-343-0106. That did come up. But no one's taking this residency seriously. No one thinks it's going to be a problem. Let's scroll through some text here. Troy fan. Each year on the fourth chimney rock on Lake Martin have less and less boats. Shockingly low numbers compared to 10 years ago. That's interesting. It used to be crowded. That was a stop back in the day. People aren't going outside as much. What's going on here? Maybe it's just was there like a threat of weather? Maybe. No, I'm very familiar with the Chimney Rock out of Lake Martin. I was, boat traffic out at the beaches. What are people doing now? I mean, if we're all going to sit at home and do virtual reality, then I was thinking about this. Like, the screens are going to win. Technology is going to prevail here. Now, as parents, we're told to be vigilant about screen time, and we try that here. I mean, we do it. We are vigilant. But I wonder at what point, because it's this, there's this like, almost like government push to get internet in everybody's house, have the connectivity, and they talk about this. This was like in one of my church groups, we were talking about this. They abhor all these screens and what the public school system is doing. But our policymakers, hey, we got iPads for this entire class of third graders. Look at us. Isn't this awesome? They're on the information superhighway. They're going to have all the skills needed. And it's just like, well, you can opt out or whatever. Parents just, and they roll their eyes at it. But I think you got to embrace it. It's coming. You got to embrace it responsibly. What that is, that's a subjective call there. But objectively, people are not going out and doing as much. They're not going to events. I mean, they're going to sporting events, I suppose, but it's like Dale Jackson and I were talking. A lot of that is gambling, the interest in sports in this country right now. Now, I don't think a lot of gamblers are, going to get the tickets behind home plate at the Shuckers game or whatever. But all this is readily available to you on TV or streaming now. Ultra Runner, our poor school performance is likely because the average IQ at Alabama is 95, close to the 35th percentile. Lamentably, 65% of us are below average. It obviously affects our education scores and labor participation, but low IQ has some effects on nearly all the state's maladies, from high poverty to low birth rate to stolen SNAP fraud. I see very few mitigating policies enacted. Is this unmentionable fact ever mentioned by our policymakers? I think there is a Maybe it's PC. I mean, there's a sort of pride element, too, that Alabama is as good as anybody. You're not going to deride your citizens for having low IQs or whatever. I don't even know it's low IQ. You know, it's work ethic. It's these things. It's the moral standing. It's the culture. You don't have to have a high IQ to take care of your family. It helps. But we're getting away from something here. And maybe it's faith. We're getting more secular. We're leaning toward the government. And government is comprised of people who are pandering for a vote all the time. Who wanna win elections to achieve power. So you look toward the government for solutions. You don't look toward faith. You don't pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. You wait for somebody to do something. So, you know, maybe you're onto something, Ultra Runner, but I still think, like, you know, Alabama, it's has these poverty, it's always had these poverty woes, but the work ethic and the you know, all these vices, you look at, like, what's keeping a lot of able-bodied adults on the sidelines from taking a job, and it's things like drugs and child care. And understanding how do you grapple with that? Who could pass a drug test? Why are people opting for recreational drugs that prohibit them from being in the workforce? Rather than, is there a sense of hopelessness out there? 251-343-0106, Leo. Jeff, you keep using the word parents. Most of the kids in public schools don't have parents, just a welfare queen and an unknown sperm donor. I don't know about most. I think that's a very broad brush you're painting our public schools with, Leo. But they do have parents, biological parents. B-Dark, Jeff, Trump derangement syndrome comes from people hating God and country first. Trump just loves it. Thomas, people today can't get their noses out of their phones. It's pathetic to see 75% of people looking at their phones. I mean, I'm guilty of it. But I'd much rather go do stuff than be plugged in to a device all the time. I get the appeal. I'll be scrolling through social media, seeing what's going on. Most of it's like sports and news for me. But whatever the viral video is, or video games or whatever. But we make a concerted effort at our house to go do things, experiences, and not stuff. Buford, lack of boats on the water seems due to the lack of extra spending money people seem to have. I do not take my boat out as much as I used to because everything costs a lot higher. Mobility Yacht Club still has sailing camp slots open, and that used to be booked up to the end of April. Inflation is starting to hurt everyone. Interesting. This looks like a cost crunch. I'm hoping that'll ease a little bit. Ben writes, it's too damn hot to do stuff. There you go. It's always been hot in the summertime. It's humid. On text here, yes, people are looking toward government for solutions, and a big issue is with our form of government, is that everything is a political issue or has a potential to be a political issue. The people of this country cannot discern between what is culture and what is politics. Everything is political now. No one can understand or even remembers a time when everything wasn't political. And that goes for media. The medium is the message. There is every incentive to politicize everything, but there was a time when everything was not politics. There was a time when that's gone likely not going to come back, especially with Web 3.0 and the things you're talking about with the strained time. The medium is the message. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean.
From the WKRT Newsroom, I'm Chad Petrie. Questions remain after a juvenile dies after being shot in downtown Mobile Sunday morning. It happened around 2 a.m. on Bayou Street near Government Street. Police say the victim was riding in a vehicle with others when someone shot at them. In that same vehicle, the victim was then taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. The police chief said it appears to have been a targeted incident. So far, no arrests have been made. One person is dead, another hurt after a domestic violence leads to a homicide in Baldwin County. The sheriff's office says deputies were called to Augustine Drive in the Bell Forest area around 9:30 last night. One person was killed, a second victim injured, taken to a hospital. No names have been released, one person in custody. A busy weekend at the beach for America 250. Thousands of people traveled to places like Perdido Pass for a day or two of fun in the sun and shore. Some people arrived at dawn just to make sure that they had a spot at the beach as big crowds and traffic were seen. Chad Petrie, WKRG News 5.
When ordinary people champion with God, extraordinary things happen. Hi, Larry Skoda, owner of L&S Air Conditioning. For 46 years, we've been proudly serving our community with trusted heating and cooling solutions. As a factory-authorized Bryant dealer, we believe in doing the job right the first time. Like our Bryant motto, whatever it takes. And remember, no air conditioning should ever cost $28,000. L&S Air, 865-5174, license number 83104. And remember, keep Christ in your life.
If you or someone you love is struggling with substance use, you don't have to face withdrawal alone. Alta Point's medically managed withdrawal unit provides 24/7 care in a safe, supportive environment. Our experienced medical team helps ease withdrawal symptoms and guides you toward lasting recovery. Take the first step toward healing. Call Alta Point today or visit altapoint.org. Hope and recovery start here. 251-450-2211.
Bayou Fasteners would like to thank those who placed themselves on the front lines to make our community safe. For giving up time with your families, working in difficult conditions, for giving up your weekends and holidays, who serve and protect others. We remember, it's the land of the free because of our break.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
Things we take for granted, ordinary opportunities for parents and their children, can be a foster child's extraordinary. You have the power to do something positive that will change the life of a young person right here in Alabama. Open your heart and open your home to a foster child today. For more information, visit www.dhr.alabama.gov or call 1-866-4AL-KIDS. Brought to you by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
250 years of history and the pursuit of freedom.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
FM Talk 106.5 celebrates the American story.
Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. don't tell me. I've nothing to do.
Welcome back to the Jeff Ford Show at FM Talk 106.5. Parker Griffith coming up next, so stay tuned for that. Programming note, tomorrow we'll have Will Hampson and a couple of guests to be named later. At some point I will evaluate the news and try to figure out, well, who would be a good guest for the program. And it is a little slow on the news front. They're dining off of white supremacists in Washington, D.C. 3 days ago on MSNBC, or MS Now, as it's called. But we'll try to do something on whatever's going on in the news. Or maybe it's soccer. I don't really have an official soccer correspondent. I could not be filling for that. Let's keep rolling here. Mike writes, Kirk assassination changed a lot of things, but nothing changed more than TPUSA. It's now completely unrecognizable from when he was alive. That was how they decided to separate the isolationist from the Zionist neocons. We'll see. I don't think it's had a chance to really determine its identity post-Charlie Kirk. Toothless Bammer more interested in TV rating tonight for the soccer game. But sports journos and never Trumpers are today. More interested in Trump's phone call to FIFA than Strait of Hormuz. But that's easy to understand. And I guess there's this odd thing going on with that. Like, wouldn't you want the U.S. Like, what if Obama had intervened here the same way Trump did? He'd be hailed. This is, some of it's being driven by Trump derangement syndrome, but a lot of this is just groupthink. I'm convinced. Ultra runner IQ and work ethic are positively correlated. Kids with higher IQ last longer on the Marshmallow test. Delayed gratification correlates with IQ. I think we should address the root cause of so many of our problems in the state. Yeah, but you know, you're right scientifically. But there's a way to teach delayed gratification with people with a lower IQ. The culture. We've always had groups of low IQ people, but the culture's definitely changed in the last 20, 30, 40 years. Definitely. We've okayed a lot of behavior that used to be taboo, that used to cause public shame. Now, I don't want to go like Nathaniel Hawthorne scarlet letter on you here. We don't need to do that. But I think there is, there are things that have led us down this path that are in the culture that are being driven by pop culture or, you know, just the way we do things now. Mike writes also, Kirk's assassination changed a lot of things. Then he says, also, with diesels is 5 per gallon and marine fuel is 5 plus at the marina, it's gotten too expensive, especially when the typical middle class income is getting crushed. But you can't, yes, I get having to like roll back your boat excursions, but it's the 4th of July. It's a holiday. Instead of going on 2 boat outings, you just go on 1, or you cut them in half. And you circle certain days on the calendar to go fishing or go out on the water. And when you think the long weekend would be one. I'm not buying that. If you own a boat, it's just sitting there. I mean, you're not going to use it on a holiday. But the traffic's gone down. People just aren't doing stuff. People are staying home. There are options that are more affordable at home, it seems like, for people, and that's causing this drop in attendance. It's causing this drop in outdoor activity. That's where we're headed. And it's kind of disappointing a little bit. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
And they probably always will. And on the old town square, under the barbershop pole, they set me up in the chair.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The NATO summit gets underway tomorrow in Turkey. There's a lot going on behind the scenes already. NATO's new chief is trying to keep President Trump committed to the alliance. The president has encouraged European partners to spend more on their own defense, and they've done it. But he was also critical more recently when many refused to have anything to do with helping the U.S. in its war against Iran. A police officer has been shot and killed in Ohio after responding to a 911 call about gunshots at a home. The shooting took place last night in Rittman, about 40 miles south of Cleveland. President Trump today did the honors by ringing the opening bell on Wall Street, personally ushering in the arrival of the new Trump accounts that kicked in over the 4th of July holiday. That's $1,000 from the government for every child born during the president's second term. They'll be able to access that money when they turn 18. On Wall Street right now, the Nasdaq's up 330 points. This is SRN News.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
This Dr. Bill Williams weather update is brought to you by UltraWash. Call Hal at 366-5291.
Dirt, mildew, mold, and pollen, we can handle it all, high and low. We'll make sure it's not just washed, it's ultra washed.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with a few showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few afternoon showers and thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
The Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey guys, if you're moving and don't know how to move your safe or have the manpower to move it, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes offers a moving service on any safe weighing under 2,500 pounds. They can help loading it on a moving van or with moving it across town. Let the professionals at Mike Ward's take care of it for you. Don't wind up in the emergency room. Save yourself some time. Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes to move your gun or document safe for you. Call 251-471-1137 or see us on Facebook. Work Trucks works hard to be your go-to dealership for all your business vehicle needs, guaranteeing exceptional vehicles and customer service, plus a diverse range of vehicles and financing made easy. Solutions set us apart in the industry. Call today, 342-4150. Work Trucks with an X on Airport.
This summer, FM Talk 106.5 features the America 250 Summer Showcase. To be eligible to win, either send us your patriotic photo or visit our sponsor locations and enter. Sponsors include American Legacy Company, G&D Farms, Gray's Craze, Cart Doctor, and JM Tackle in Orange Beach. One grand prize winner will be drawn August 31st from our weekly winners and location qualifiers. The America 250 Summer Showcase with FM Talk 106.5.
Your school ways are repairing here. We got Rebel Flags flying and Budweiser beer. Plenty of snow in the middle of June on a hot and muggy afternoon. Line by line, Ben Ideas. It's life in Dixie with these Alabama Blues.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on what's left of this Monday morning. 251-343-0106. Gabe with a very timely text here. Jeff, spread the news. Al Dott opened the Linden Bypass. It shaves 3 minutes off the trip to Demopolis. Money well spent. If only they could complete the Thomasville Bypass, all of our pressing traffic problems will be solved. Is the Thomasville Bypass part of the plan? And then Greensboro, Moundville, that's what's left of that West Alabama corridor. But, yeah, I drove up there a few months ago, and they had part of it open. And you're just like, well, what are we doing here? Why not just widen it through Linden? But apparently that's the KIVC legacy approach. Anyway, enough of that. Joining us now on the line, he is the official Democrat response of the Jeff Poor Show. Always a pleasure to introduce Parker Griffith, former congressman for the 5th Congressional District, to the program. Congressman, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jeff. And the weather's great up here. We've had some great rain. The corn looks good. The soybeans look good. So some of us are really, really happy. And our economy up here continues to our economy is the two-edged sword. It's making things unaffordable as far as housing is concerned, but everybody's working that wants to work. And so, in general, we're doing very well.
You didn't get in on the real estate explosion before it happened there, Congressman?
Well, in a way I did. I mean, I'm not a real estate guy, but I'm a farm property guy, so I've done pretty well there. I'm not going to sell anything, but should I sell something, I'd have a significant capital gain in it. But it's been explosive up here. I've got a farmer friend of mine who's done nothing but cotton farm through several generations. He was just offered $70,000 an acre for 220 acres, and he's not going to sell it. He said his dad would come up out of the grave. So anyway,
well, I that's fascinating because it's hard to be a farmer right now.
Yes, it is. It's tough. Prices, commodity prices are just ridiculous. I mean, we're going to have a good yield on both soybeans and corn, but the prices are not keeping up with the inflationary aspect of fertilizer and fuel. So I doubt seriously that the bottom line is going to look any better than it looked last year, and it really looked bad last year. I think we've had more farm bankruptcies in the last 24 months. They've been on a record, and I'm not sure what's going to happen. I don't know whether the big boys will come in and consolidate and buy the land, or the Chinese will. Somebody's going to buy.
Well, I just you hear this all the time, especially here in Alabama with a very ag heavy economy, but it's not as profitable. You can't really even just make a living, you know, like the day to day or whatever. People are walking away from it.
Well, the only way these guys can make a living, the two farmers that I deal with, I have two row crop farms. One of the farmers owns and or leases a little over 6,000 acres, and the other owns or leases a little over 4,500 acres. And they can do well. If the crops are good, even if the commodity price is not. So you've got to have volume to do well at this. You can't be a 100-acre farmer or 200 acres. It just won't work.
It's like a hobby for people with a farm that size, right?
It's a hobby. So many live on their farm, so they're not rich people, but they're doing okay because they live there. So their expenses are all
probably negated.
Is it like input cost? I don't know. Like, it's just more expensive, cost prohibitive to put the investment up front on something that's not necessarily 100% guaranteed return.
Absolutely. They're gamblers. I tell my farmers, the guys that farm with me, I said, you guys are gamblers. I mean, you don't know, Mother Nature has the last act. You don't know what's going to happen with the rain or the storms or the hail. And it's pretty tricky.
Well, you have to be in it for the long game, right? You have your good years and your bad years, and you can't overdo it on the good years, and that way you're cushioned for the bad years.
You really need to own your land. I mean, if you're counting on a low interest rate, and suddenly it's no longer 4%, but you're refinancing at 7% and 8%. You don't own your land. You're paying $8,000 to $10,000 an acre, 6 to 8. You're in trouble. But the boys that own their land, they've inherited it, or they've been smart enough to pay it off when they had the good years. They do all right.
Well, I hear this all the time, and it just seems like it's a becoming more and more of an antiquated skill. You know,
it's amazing. We haven't seen quite yet what drone technology will do for farming. I mean, it could eliminate some major expenditures with the use of drones instead of a $500,000 combine.
Well, I went to the Cal College. I went to Auburn, and there were people there who would go to college to be farmers. They just don't hear that anymore. And a lot of times, the guys who were in ag, they either a really specialized part of it, or they were just part of a family, a farming family, and they needed to go and learn, you know, some skills.
The farming family. That's who I run into.
And like I said, you just don't hear about that as much anymore. But anyway, hey, Congressman, what'd you do for the 4th of July?
Man, I didn't do anything. I went out to the farm, fooled around a little bit out there. It was too damn hot to really do much. We I don't know about you guys, but we had 3 or 4 days, including the 4th, where we were in 95, 96 degrees with a heat index of 110, and you can get in trouble dehydration-wise, heat-wise, in a hurry. I mean, I stayed on a big mower maybe 30 minutes and came inside. So I didn't do much.
Yeah, well, no fireworks or imagine you out at the grill flipping burgers.
I'm not a holiday guy, so every day is pretty much the same for me. That's the problem with being retired. You never get a day off.
When you went through it with kids, you got to go do something on the 4th of July, or there's just utter disappointment.
Yeah, well, you got to wear them out so they go to bed.
we did some traveling, and even with my best efforts to wear my 5-year-old out, he's running circles around me around that time. Yeah, it's
I'm trying to wear out a 5-year-old.
Yeah, it just doesn't. Even in this unbearable heat, we take him to like baseball camp, and he. All those other kids, they're wiped out. He's ready to go for another hour.
I hear you. Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah. But America 250, though, you probably remember the bicentennial. And I was just thinking, like, how much things have changed. What was the world like in 76 versus 2026? And everything just is so hyper-politicized.
It if you're looking at the news and listening to the shallowness of our local TV news, you would think that it's gloom and doom or things have changed for the worse or whatever. But I think the thing that's really changing America is our young people, those under 30, unless they're from a wealthy family, virtually 40 to 50% of under 30s are living with their parents. Trying to afford a $400,000 house and coming up with a 10% down payment, they can't do it with entry-level jobs. And so they move back home with their parents and save money, and maybe in 2 or 3 years are able to make a down payment on a home. But I think that's a very different society than 1976. There's so many kids that are got college degrees and maybe student loans, and they're out there trying to make it, and it's just hard for them unless they've got parents that can, you know,
foot the bill, right? Yeah. Well, my wife and I, it took us, we weren't really, you know, with a aggressive plan to get to settle down, but ultimately we did. But it still took us, 8 years before we finally pulled the trigger on a house and settled down. You know, it just, I think that's just part of life now. Maybe it one time you could have pulled it off, but you gotta learn to you pay rent, you live in an apartment, and you kind of learn the value of money and hard work, and then next thing you know, you'll be in good place.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think the lessons are being learned, and I think we'll be fine. I don't think this is necessarily a negative. I think if you're a capitalist, capitalism cycles, and so if you don't understand that, you're happy when you're in an up cycle, but if you've never been in a down cycle, then you think the world's ending, but it's not. And entrepreneurship is alive and well. Capitalism is alive and well. It's no longer the competition between labor and capital. It's the competition is between capital and the government. The government has taken such a huge position in our economy that you now need to be very, very knowledgeable about what the government is doing and how it's going to affect your bottom line or your business. Now, up here in Huntsville, we've never met a war we didn't like. We're 24/7 keeping up with drone technology and satellite technology, et cetera. So we're okay. Now, if you're in another area that's in traditional American business, you could be hurt pretty bad with this. I have been visiting several communities just in the last week, and some of the guys that work construction who drive 30 and 40 miles one way, they're hurting. They're making 20, 25 an hour, but their expenses are going up. Their food costs at the grocery store up, and so they're. I don't know whether that's going to translate into any kind of politics or not, but there are multiple disgruntled sections out there, even up here in North Alabama. So I suspect that somebody in politics will have to pay the price. I don't know.
Instant gratification society, and some of that is just maybe we're a little spoiled as a culture, you know. But
sure, you bet you we are.
Yeah, and so I don't know. Like you said, these things come in cycles, and they come and go. You've been watching this long enough to know that. There's going to be short-term political problems, and so be it.
Well, I agree with you. But the American economy, if you understand it, or you take the time to understand it, and you can save some money and invest some money, the returns in the market and in certain areas of real estate with systematic investment, you can do very well over a 15, 20-year period. So America's promise is out there.
Right.
One of the things I'm hearing, I don't know whether y'all are hearing it down there or not, but the Trump administration apparently has become overtly racist.
Here we go.
I'm just telling you. I mean, I've been in multiple black barbershops, multiple black businesses. I mean, it's different. It's different than it was 3 years ago. I don't know what's going on in the national Republicans' brain or the Trump administration's brain, but it's pretty rough.
Yeah. We're all waiting for the Democrat Socialists to take over your party, Congressman. But that's a discussion for maybe next week. We got to get here. We're a little long. But, hey, thanks for hopping on this morning.
You bet. Y'all have a good day.
Parker Griffith, the official Democrat response of the Jeff Poor Show. Let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5. Southern Democrat, they ought to get a rich man to vote like that. Singing song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. The wind, there ain't nobody looking back again.
Hey, this is Tony Truitt with Truitt News Radio, the show that brags on everybody. Join us every Sunday at 8 a.m. right here on FM Talk 106.5 as we get into the companies, brands, people, and stories we love. That's Truitt News Radio, Sunday mornings at 8, where it's all positive and no politics.
From the WKRT Newsroom, I'm Chad Petrie. Questions remain after a juvenile dies after being shot in downtown Mobile Sunday morning. It happened around 2 a.m. on Bayou Street near Government Street. Police say the victim was riding in a vehicle with others when someone shot at them. In that same vehicle, the victim was then taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. The police chief said it appears to have been a targeted incident. So far, no arrests have been made. One person is dead, another hurt after a domestic violence leads to a homicide in Baldwin County. The sheriff's office says deputies were called to Augustine Drive in the Bell Forest area around 9:30 last night. One person was killed, a second victim injured, taken to a hospital. No names have been released, one person in custody. A busy weekend at the beach for America 250. Thousands of people traveled to places like Perdido Pass for a day or two of fun in the sun and shore. Some people arrived at dawn just to make sure that they had a spot at the beach as big crowds and traffic were seen. Chad Petrie, WKRG News 5.
The topic of retirement can bring about a lot of different emotions. For some, it's exciting. For others, it's terrifying. Gary Garner of Relax and Retire Wealth Management understands the worries about retirement. But what if he could also help retire your worries today at 251-317-2599 and schedule a complimentary phone appointment or visit RelaxRetire.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through Impact Partnership Wealth LLC IPW. Relax and Retire Wealth Management is used for marketing purposes and should not be seen as a guarantee of investment results.
Looking for better health insurance for your employees? Have your premiums gone up again? Many companies don't realize they can access more competitive benefit plans by bundling payroll and HR services through Coastal HR's multi-company benefits program. If your business has been hit with a high renewal increase, it's worth a quick conversation. Call them 251-478-7444 and find out how much you could save. A full-service human resources department for small and medium-sized businesses. Coastal HR, serving Mobile and Baldwin counties.
At Alta Point, we're committed to supporting veterans through every chapter of their mental health journey.
Recovery begins with the right support. Alta Point offers evidence-based substance use treatment, outpatient programs, medically managed withdrawal services, and connections to additional care when needed to help veterans move forward.
Visit altapoint.org to learn how we can help or call 251-450-2211. Alta Point, caring is our calling.
Streaming live, 24-7, the FM Talk 106.5 app. Upload media, call or message the studio. Get podcasts and downloads. Discover more with the FM Talk 106.5 app. Now in the iTunes or Google Play App Store. I'm Jeff Davis with Just a Thought. There's a warning that we should heed. At this moment, just a few days past America's 250th birthday, there's a soft revolution to destroy our republic. Part of that revolution is constantly hammering that word, democracy. Those who wish to fundamentally change the nation ignore that we are a constitutional republic. There's a subtle but important difference. In virtually every nation that saw communism rise, changing the language has been a key tactic. Changing the terms like father and mother to birthing parent is felt by many to weaken the family unit and weaken gender identity. But that's just one aspect of subversive change that mirrors George Orwell's 1984. There's an effort to force our children to believe that the United States is built on slavery and that we live on stolen land while ignoring the real truth of our history. Every nation, including those who are thought to be admired, have had blemishes. Communists are attempting to program our young people using that to hate America. And if it isn't met with resistance, will imprison future generations. Our youth warming to communism is a very real danger. Just a thought. I'm Jeff Davis.
Hello, Kansas. Sweet Bill Plummer. Let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living. Just to send it on down the line. Hello, West Virginia coal miner.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us. Well, it's left of this Monday morning. Coming up shortly, midday mobile, you get April Marie Fogle today, I believe, in the realm of guest hosts. So you never can have enough April Marie Fogle on FM Talk 106.5. Stay tuned for that. Be dark. If you disagree with Democrats, you're a Christian nationalist or a white nationalist. But if you agree with them, you're a communist. Unnamed texter, everything costs twice as much as it should. Everyone I know is already working at least two jobs. Glad you're doing well. I work four jobs. Unnamed texter, sure seems like a lot of these young people can afford these $7 coffee drinks every day and travel all over the place. I'm just like, things are not optimum, but come on, guys. We're not living in poverty here. Parker hit the nail on the head. Mike says, your and my parents could buy a nice four-bedroom house for 2-3 years for an average salary. Now you're doing good if you get a small 3-2 for 7-8 years worth of salary. That's why there's been a rise in people not liking capitalism. It's not working for them. But it's like to find like housing and a house. I mean, you know, $400,000 home in Alabama. It's the value, and they're building houses everywhere. Summerdale Tony writes, I suppose Parker thinks those Democrat socialists don't forget the quotation marks are going to solve our problems. I wish you had asked him about his communist party mates. Paul Parker had to go full, well, not to say that. Parker must think we're all dumb. The odds of him walking into a black barbershop are slim to none. No, I don't know about that. And then Toothless Bamber. The Democrat congressman has a lot of ends in the black community in Huntsville, I promise you. The former Democrat congressman. Toothless Bamber, Jeff, actually Parker Griffith comedy segment was entertaining today. Well, it was mostly serious. Then he had to get to jab in about Trump being racist at the end, which is kind of like, oh, really? It's obligatory, I suppose. We got to get out of here. It has been a pleasure. I will try to do better tomorrow. Sorry, Phyllis, I forgot to say goodbye. This has been the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5.